And we turn now to the holidays, Christmas preparations, and then Hanukkah, which begins tonight. First, for thousands of merchant mariners, Christmas is spent at sea. Some crews hold special celebrations like a grand dinner in the galley. Each year since 1848, one group has tried to bring to sailors the comforts of home. Matt Hackworth reports.
The car carrier Fuji casts a shadow on the dock at Newark, New Jersey, a hulking ship that holds more than 5,000 cars. As he climbs the steep metal gangway to board the Fuji, the Reverend Jacques Girard carries precious cargo of his own, calendars.
How are you? Merry Christmas.
Girard says the crews value calendars as a way to keep track of time, marking the months away from home. Girard is one of several full-time chaplains with Seaman's Church in Newark, New Jersey, one of the country's largest ports. Chaplains use the visits aboard ship to check on the crew's welfare. Girard says they make sure they're paid, healthy, and granted shore leave in compliance with the law.
The caring is spiritual, pastoral, legal, and just to be there as a ear and a smile, and for the few hours they're in port to try to make their day, their night a little easier, a little different than what they're used to 9-10 months at a time.
Often that 9 or 10 month span includes Christmas Day. Even if home is far away, thousands of sailors will be able to open something special.
You'll see a Christmas card, writing paper with a pen. Here you see a hat and a scarf, all knitted beautifully, nice and warm.
Knitters in all 50 states volunteer to make warm garments and specific patterns from Seaman's Church. All the gifts are practical, items like shoelaces, things they can't purchase in the middle of the ocean. Aboard the car ship Fuji, Captain Eduardo Nono says his crew appreciates the handmade goods, which he'll pass out during a special meal.
Now we make arospi.
And how do your crew react usually, since they're in the middle of the ocean and you're still celebrating Christmas?
Well, that is very familiar to them, because we always celebrate the Christmas at sea. It's very common to us. like me, I don't remember when I celebrate my Christmas with my family. 15 years? I don't know, really.
But this is the first Christmas away from home for Swedish sailor Erik Klein. The 19-year-old is a new cook's apprentice who's worried about being lonely.
Lonely. I got a girlfriend back in Sweden, so miss her a lot, and family, and I love the sea. Easy. And I love to cook, so that's why.
The chaplains at the Port of Newark say most sailors aboard foreign ships sail for the money. It makes them rather well off in poorer countries, even if the cost is spending Christmas aboard a ship staring at the horizon towards home. For NPR News, I'm Matt Hackworth in Newark, New Jersey.